On Saturday morning, the President of the Republic of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, addressed the University of Tampa commencement convocation at the St. Pete Times Forum in Tampa. The first woman president on the continent of Africa, President Sirleaf was elected in November of 2005. In 2006, Forbes magazine named her the 51st most powerful woman in the world. In her address, President Sirleaf told the Tampa graduates that they should not get discouraged in the current economy if they can't acquire their ideal job. She suggested they possibly travel and work in another land to help out the less fortunate. Here's an excerpt from her speech on Saturday.
I urge you to consider working overseas in a developing country such as my own for a time to share your knowledge and experience with people who need so much and have so little. You too would be enriched and more informed by such experience. Ultimately, though, what is important is to do something that you enjoy. A job you won't mind getting out of bed every morning to go to, and where the hours fly by so fast that you don't notice the time and you keep on working. I believe that you can find that kind of personal satisfaction in your work, and you will. It is also encouraging that during this recession, there are certain industries that continue to hire, which are the healthcare and teaching professions, areas in which your university excels in its quality education. I read that major universities are proving to be recession-proof. My hunch is that many of you young people finding the job market tight have opted to continue your education to make yourself more marketable down the road. We hear more and more that having only a bachelor's degree is not sufficient in a competitive global job market. So getting a master's is indeed essential. That is one option. Let me say to you, proud parents, a big congratulations for a job well done in supporting your child's education up to this point. For those of you who might have thought that you would turn that extra bedroom into a workspace, please hold up a minute. Especially if your graduate has to move back home because he's waiting to land that important job for which he has prepared so much.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf then segued into discussing her own life and career, including her campaign to become president.
Early 2005, when I ran for the presidency, the odds were solidly against me. But undaunted, I threw my hat into the ring. One woman against a slew of men, some of them very well funded. Yet, we were convinced, I and thousands of women who supported me, that this time around, things would be different. This time, our time had come. I polled second in the voting on election day 2005. With no clear winner, a runoff was held. And on November 8, I won, receiving over 60% of the vote, and was subsequently declared the 23rd president of the Republic of Liberia on my inauguration day, January 16, 2006. In Liberia today, things are looking up, and the bad news is beginning to change. We are well on the path to fulfilling some of our promises, having launched a poverty reduction strategy covering peace and security, economic revitalization, governance and the rule of law, and infrastructure and basic services. We are well on the path of removing from the backs of this and future generation the hefty $4.9 billion 20 years unserviced external debt which we inherited. So you see, dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, I rose from a desperate housewife to become the president of my country.